2020 retail scan data of reported total views auto sales volumes.
More live local sports than cars on Clemson Boulevard. You're listening to The Roar.
She had to pee me right across her shoulder.
Taking care of you. The health there is taking care of the upset of South Carolina with their great team. This isn't some undisciplined thing that you try, you fail at over and over and over. I mean, failure is really not an option for these folks. And if you do fail at it, if it doesn't work for you, since they fail at it, then they've got a money back guarantee on it after 30 days. But considering that they've got the behavioral health specialist, they've got the physical therapist, that they'll go to and buy your food for you, they'll clean out your pantry for you, they'll cook for you. I mean, that's how about that? They're just making sure the accountability and success, and they've got it all going and going the right direction for you. So I want you to think about our great friends at the health there, maybe getting healthier at the cellular level. Blast that belly fat, lose that weight, lose those inches, reverse the symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea. Let them take care of that for you for sure. It's the health there. 1-877-IDARE-ME or idareme.com for a free consultation and ask about the buy one, get one and the 30-day money-back guarantee. 1-877-IDARE-ME or idareme.com. Jadeveon Clowney signs with the Cleveland Browns. Hey, quick note on that, John. Good. You consider Myles Garrett pass rushing, what they're doing. Can you get enough out of him? Is he disciplined enough? Is he productive enough? He's certainly, upside still probably pretty high in a lot of places, but downside probably not as good. But
it's not what it was, but I think with Clowney, one, Cleveland has been trying to get him up there for a couple seasons now. Two, it's a one-year $10 million deal, not a huge deal in the NFL. You know, it's 1 year. You can get rid of him pretty easily. I think it's worth the roll of the dice for Cleveland, for sure. You're going to double-team Myles Garrett. You throw somebody like Clowney over there. Granted, he doesn't have a lot of sacks in his career, but he creates a lot of havoc.
Right.
It causes a lot of problems where other people can go make plays. So I think for Cleveland, as you're continuing to climb, absolutely, especially when you potentially can now have the best pair of pass rushers in the division now that Bud Dupree has moved on to the Titans to take Clowney's spot. Oddly enough, leaving the Steelers, so there's no one opposite T.J. Watt currently. Yeah, I think it's a good move for Cleveland. Not a huge risk, and I'm excited to see how it turns out.
Heritage at Harbortown starts today. We'll tell you about that. We've got South Carolina LSU baseball tonight. I have thoughts on LSU and Miami baseball. Clemson and South Carolina head to two of the national traditional powers in college baseball. Gamecocks go to LSU. Clemson goes to Miami. I mean, think of the national titles between those two. We'll talk about that a little bit today. Braves lose 6-5-10 to Miami again. Carlos Rodon, former NC State star, throws a near-perfect game, but throws a no-hitter last night. He hit a batter in the ninth inning, only base runner they allowed, as the White Sox had their 20th no-hitter in their history and the second no-hitter this season in Major League Baseball. NCAA, as I told you, would expectedly announce that they will allow one-time transfers without penalty of sitting out a year. Wes Miller is leaving UNC Greensboro to be the head coach of Cincinnati basketball. And Clemson's women head to the ACC championship up in Greensboro. 654 Roar. Delvin's been hanging on forever. Delvin, thanks for your patience, my friend. I hope you're doing well this morning.
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Oh, man, we're blessed. Fantastic.
Yeah, speaking of Wes Miller, it's going to be interesting, man, in this 5 to 6 years between him and Hubert Davis. Did Duncan Allen make the right choice?
Yeah, now this is a bad deal. I told you one of the worst things that happened for North Carolina basketball if Miller gets a job somewhere, because then what if he's successful, Davis is not, and you pick the wrong guy? So, yeah, that's going to be a storyline to follow, and Davis will always be compared to Wes Miller here, at least for the first few years.
Yeah. What do you think about the route Arizona went, not going back home, like going out, going to their path, like Damon Stoudemire or Josh Pastner or my son, but going with a guy from Gonzaga?
Gonzaga has the blueprint right now. And I'm a little bit surprised I didn't try to keep it in the family because there's some healing to do in Arizona. You know, one of the reasons why you would go former player, popular guy, is to bring the family back in. There's some healing to do, at least initially. But Gonzaga has the blueprint out west right now, and I don't know a whole lot about him, but it appears to be a pretty interesting hire at least.
Yeah, and Mickey, I heard y'all talking about the draft and not as short as a defense player. It's one of those years, man, where you had a draft. Like, it wasn't that long that a few years ago it was all defensive in the first round, and you had that many offensive players. So it's one of those years in the draft. You had one of those years.
Yeah, I think it's cyclical. I think that this is one of those years kind of thing. But we're always going to have quarterbacks. But this year, those four wide receivers and wide receivers slash tight ends, that kind of changes the game a little bit.
Because I remember one year you had, about eight, nine cornerbacks in the first round. And four or five. So it's one of those years. It's going to be interesting who is that top defensive player, Michael Parsons or, like you said, J.C. Horn and all those, or Quinn Pay and all. It's going to be interesting because, like you said, probably the first 10 picks are probably going to be offensive players.
Yeah. And if you need defense, which a lot of teams do, then it's just not, there's not a for sure guy out there.
That's why I agree with you about the second round going to be huge. You're going to get a lot of outstanding defensive players in that second round.
Well, an offense, too, because let me go over this quickly.
Yeah. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, man. Thanks, Delvin. I appreciate the phone call here. John, it's just in the big picture. And again, now this is preliminary. Who knows? We might look back at this draft years from now and say, boy, we were wrong about that draft. But if you think about, all right, what are the big storylines here? Obviously, the quarterbacks, like most drafts, these wide receivers is the second storyline. The third storyline will be the lack of defensive bodies at the top of the draft. The fourth storyline is I just think there's so many question marks from 12 through 30 first round picks go, because I have question marks about Ballmore, about Ojulari, about Collins, about Najee Harris. There's question marks are all there. Is Elijah Moore, is he big enough? Is Jalen Phillips past his concussion issues he had at UCLA? There's just question marks out there. But if you look at the second round, a guy that obviously they're not as talented as the first round picks, but in the second round you can make some mistakes. In the third round you make mistakes because those aren't franchise type, Pro Bowl type, build your position unit around type guys. And you look, now I don't like Kadarius Toney. I'm not going to draft him because I don't trust his trust him in some ways. Travis Etienne is being listed in the second round. That's a very interesting pick. You mentioned Rousseau. I don't like Rousseau in the first round, but because of his size, a second round pick, that's just so much less risky in the second round. Rousseau could turn out to be a Pro Bowl defensive end, but I don't know if I've got enough to make that first round pick. Looking at a guy like the North Carolina kids, Damani Brown, Javonte Williams, those are interesting picks.
Both those running backs in the second round for sure.
Mel Kiper has Landon Dickerson from Alabama going in the second round.
If he's healthy,
that's right.
I've seen him go as high as Pittsburgh at 24.
Ronnie Perkins.
Which is wild to me as somebody who transferred out of Florida State.
Right. Was terrible at Florida State.
Terrible.
Great at Alabama, now has the ACL. Ronnie Perkins, pass rusher. I like Tyson Campbell at Georgia. I think he's a quality, safe second-round pick.
Who would you take, him or Stokes?
I think Campbell is less of a risk than Stokes. Stokes might have a higher upside. I think Campbell is versatile. He's a little inconsistent, but he's versatile. I like Campbell. I like his size. Hunter Long is a mid-second-round pick, the tight end from Boston College. Hunter Long, I think, in my mind, I say this could be a 10-year guy at tight end.
Oh, yeah. So he has a lot of NFL potential.
Amari Rodgers is working his way up to the kind of consideration.
I've got a guy that I've been curious of that I've seen late first, early second. A guy that I'm really high on, but for some reason I'm shocked he's not higher up in these mock drafts. That's Alex Leatherwood from Alabama.
a dominant college player that pros, this is a great example of this. Pros have question marks, but you turn on the film in college and he just dominates guys. And I think you play guard or tackle, depending on weight and development and, you know, how long you last. But yeah, you see his name. You see wide variety on his name as far as how early in the second round you might see him or you know, even slip in the third at times.
Can I throw one thing in this draft process that has really just irked me and kind of it's driving me bonkers?
Yes.
And I feel like I've noticed it more this year. And quite frankly, I think Trevor Lawrence is the one that started this. But if you've watched, and especially now that we're doing second pro days for quarterbacks, which is just a whole other thing, why are we focusing on can they roll left, stop, and chuck it across the field for 60 yards? If you try that in the NFL, Justin Fields, Zach Wilson, and Trevor Lawrence, all of them, you're going to get picked, and you're going to get benched.
That's a backside coverage thing, one.
Oh,
But that might be a throw you might complete twice a year. That doesn't,
if that.
Yeah.
But yet, Justin Fields had a second pro day yesterday.
Right.
And he upped the distance by 5 yards. Threw it just a little bit further, rolled out just a little bit further.
I think one of the things that you're seeing in the NFL right now.
We're trying to show that we can do Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes made a lot of those throws in the Super Bowl. Most of them were incomplete.
Yeah.
He does a lot of it in the regular season. I get it. But how many other quarterbacks besides him are doing that?
Yeah.
If you do it, you're getting – that's getting picked off in the NFL.
The NFL quarterback now is not about the guy that can plant his back foot, throw it on time, and complete the pass. There's a lot of guys with the arm strength and the accuracy to fit things in there when there's time in the pocket. One of the things you're seeing in the NFL right now is – and Deshaun Watson has done it and Mahomes have done it. You're seeing the other guys do it – is – the different arm angles, you know, the different, you know, fitting balls with around guys on the run.
I get that.
Across your body.
For a 15.
Right. In the old days, what we say is he didn't have pocket presence and he panics in the pocket and he sees ghosts and that he can't stay in the pocket. Now what we're telling you is that, he's got escapability, and he's got arm angles, and he's got enough arm strength. Arm strength is not about sitting in the pocket with nobody in your face and rifling something in between the linebacker and the safety. Arm strength is about when you're off balance falling down, do you have the arm strength to get it out, to get it to a guy, you know, when the play breaks down? To me, now, that's kind of changed. But just on that idea of how difficult this is. I would say Gil Brandt or Bill Parcells or Polian. I mean, some of these guys that you kind of make your draft history of building and you go, we turn these programs around, these franchises around, they hit on all these third or fourth round picks. Yeah. But even the best of the best. And I can give you examples. I was reading an article about it last night, and I can go back and find it for you, about examples of it, was that they still make bust drafts and bust calls. And you still make guys where they either reached or they traded down, and the guys they traded down for. Parcells is famous for that. I think Belichick a little bit too. But, you know, Belichick is not a great – think about how many great first-round picks. They drafted at the end of the first round oftentimes there. But it's not like Belichick has been this great drafter and this great talent evaluator.
Go back and look at the receivers he's drafted in the first three rounds.
Right.
Awful.
The man that knows more about the game than anybody right now, the most successful guy there now, the guy that's supposed to be this huge talent evaluator, has had some just big-time busts. So what that tells you is that if the best of the best have busts, then it's extremely difficult to do. We get on our weathermen all the time here, right? Our weather people. Oh, they're wrong half the time, and they make them as long as they keep their job. Guess what? The reason that's the case is the best of the best are still wrong a lot. Well, that must mean it's really, really, really difficult to do. And you think about your life and your world. And I go over this. I think about this all the time. Or say this all the time. It's like in human resources, I've mentioned this quote many times now. It's like the human resource people in hiring, the resumes that they get and the interviews that they do, and then they still make the mistake. Well, think about the NFL. You've got all the film and all the access, and you've got every bit of individual workouts and combine workouts. You know, you don't know this. You go to the combine, you strip down to nothing. And all the medical exams that are done on you, and all the psychological exams, and all the interviews that they do, and all the films. You go to practice, and there's pro scouts at practice now. And at all these games, and you got all this film of all this breakdown of everything, you can break it down, and you're going to invest the owners millions and millions and millions of dollars in these guys, and they still bust out. Well, guess what? That's because we're trying to predict human performance in the future. It's extremely difficult to do. And I can remember one of my favorite ones is when Bruce Irvin was picked by Seattle. I think maybe Pete Carroll picked him, and they're like, man, he did nothing in college. This guy's terrible. This is an awful draft pick. And Bruce Irvin's made the Pro Bowl. It was a really, really good football player for a long time. But I remember those guys jumping all over him about the draft. Like, and I read it and I bought into it. I was like, man, I can't believe they picked him. No one had him in the first round. They got him in the first round. That was a reach and a bust. Guy turned out to be a really good player. The point is that it's just extremely difficult to do. And there are so few can't miss guys every single year. So that's where that is. I want to talk some college baseball. And I want to talk some history of college baseball. And don't forget, in our third segment this hour, Brad Lelico is going to join us previewing Clemson in Miami. Our friends at the Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com, 859-8289, 859-8289. Get in touch with the Patterson Tax Service. This big staff that they have over there. And I got to tell you, I'll be honest with you, I walk in there now, man, I don't recognize half the people in there anymore because they keep hiring very, very good, very, very qualified people. So walk-ins are welcome. They don't want you waiting in line. They don't want you waiting out. They want to get you in and get your taxes done for you. You don't want to wait all day on this stuff. The other side of it is that if you can make your appointment, that just makes it so much easier. And now with an extra 5 or 6 weeks, go ahead and do that. Make that appointment. May 17th is the day now rather than today. Today's the day I remind you that it should have been today, but it's going to be May 17th. Let them do your taxes for you. You won't regret it, and you'll go back. I guarantee you that. PATTAX.com, 864-859-8289. The final thing I can say is, you know, we got text messages this morning from Nashville. We got text messages from all these area codes all over the place. 336. Where's 336, John? Do you know?
North Carolina.
All right. We got all over the place. They can do your taxes for you, even though you don't live here. Patterson Tax Service. Come back. Love to hear from you. Short break right after this. Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
I'm here today with Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled to go through this week's listener question. The listener says, I'm seeing all these TV ads with Joe Namath promising the moon and the stars if I just call that number. This sounds too good to be true, is it?
Your listener is one smart cookie, Walt. 95% of the time when you call this number, you will not get the answer that you want. Joe Willie neglects to inform you that only the folks who have Medicare and full Medicaid can get all that is promised, and in recent ads, they won't even qualify for some of it. If you have a benefits question, please give me a call at 864-307-8484. If I am your agent or not, I will answer your question for you, and you can take it to the bank.
Here you go. You can't beat that. Gary will help you at 864-307-8484, whether you're his customer or not.
Making popcorn for movie night?
Well, who are you?
This is your wake-up call from TracFone Wireless. What if every time you tried a new streaming service, you had to buy a new TV?
That'd be ridiculous.
Yeah, some wireless companies do that when you switch, make you buy a new phone.
Right.
But TracFone Wireless lets you keep your phone and your number and your network and gives you unlimited talk and text starting at $20 a month.
seriously, who are you?
This is your wake-up call, people. TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control. Oh, you're burning it.
Oh, no.
See terms and conditions at TracFone.com.
Guns!
Guns!
Guns! It's the Great American Show in Spartanburg at the Piedmont Interstate Fairgrounds. Buy, sell, and trade guns and ammo, weapons of all kinds. Bring your guns and tell your friends. This weekend, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. Tons of guns, knives, ammo shooting supplies, and more. Admission only $9. Don't miss the gun show at the Piedmont Interstate Fairgrounds. 575 Fairgrounds Road, Spartanburg. Tell your friends. Bring your guns. Be there.
Sunstoppers Window Tinting, the fastest growing and largest privately owned window tinting company in America, presents the Crazy Customs Auto Club Auto Show, April 17th, noon to 4, at the Pickens County Market at the Mill. Registration is 10 till noon with door prizes, 50-50 raffle, and live music, plus trophies in numerous categories. This is a sanctioned outlaw-based competition. April 17th, Market at the Mill. From Sunstoppers Window Tinting, call 293-1536 for info.
No one plans a plumbing problem. Lucky for you, Roto-Rooter is there 24-7, 365, just like they have been for over 30 years. Locally owned by proud Clemson alumni, they'll handle anything. Plumbing inside or out, home or business, from sinks to disposals to septic tanks. They are the experts, serving the upstate and western North Carolina. Call 288-7686 or online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Experience America's favorite vape with the Vuse Alto Welcome Bundle. Get one Slate device and three smooth tastes with your choice of nicotine level. All for just $9.99 plus tax when you enter code WELCOME at Vuse.com. Vuse, charge beyond. Vapor products, underage sale prohibited. Website and offers restricted to age 21 and over tobacco consumers. Based on 2020 retail scan data of reported total Vuse Alto sales volumes.
Covering our bases on three great signals. 105.5, 97.5, and AM 1560. We are the Roar.
Glad to have you with us. Canty Can Fix It, C-A-N-T-E-Y. CantyCanFixIt.com. Foundation issues are something that, like, you would never really think about. You say, oh, there's a crack. Oh, honey, we got a jam window. Oh, really? Oh, well, we got bad windows. No, not necessarily. Oh, honey, our door's stuck. Oh, we need a new door. No, not necessarily. Could be foundation issues. And Canty has the proven services, professional people to permanently repair any issues you may have. It's a simple phone call, simple website. They want to do the best they can for you. Canty Can Fix It, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com, all throughout this local area here and all throughout the state of South Carolina for sure. All right, I want to talk, and I'm going to give you better examples of this coming up. But I want to lay the foundation work for this segment, John, and really the third hour of college baseball talk here. But let me just quickly give you the what the catalyst for this information. Name off the top of your head, and I'm going to add some to this, what you would consider the college baseball powers of the last 5, 10, 15, 20 years?
Wow. Florida?
Yeah, and that's more of a Johnny come lately, but I'll put Florida in there. That's the last 10 years, yes. Yeah.
Vanderbilt?
Vanderbilt, certainly, and that's the last 10 years.
I know North Carolina's been pretty solid.
Yeah, that's a great example because, and that's more of the last 10 years as well.
Full disclosure, my knowledge of college baseball, that's about that. I got into it when I was in college.
All right.
and I wasn't much of a college baseball fan growing up.
All right, let me do some of this.
But like in the last 10, I can give you some examples.
Right.
But if we start going way beyond that, that's just not my wheelhouse.
Okay. Oklahoma State.
For sure.
I mean, what they've done is, you know, amazing through the years.
Texas.
Texas is a great example of a college baseball power. Miami.
Miami, yeah.
Is a college baseball power. And I'll give you all these titles in here in a second into how many these teams have won. Southern Cal. Southern Cal is one of the most titles of anybody.
Really?
Yeah. They've got 12.
Stanford. Texter gets in with two from the West Coast, Oregon State or UC Irvine.
Right. Irvine and Oregon State. All right. LSU would be one of those.
Yes.
South Carolina here recently, like going North Carolina and Vanderbilt,
yeah,
and Florida.
For sure. Two titles definitely makes you in that conversation, no doubt about it. Would you put any of the Mississippis in there? I know they've been good as of late, but I don't know about big time historically.
I want to say powers. Let me give you the rundown of the national champions, okay?
All right.
Southern Cal has won 12 national championships.
All right.
LSU has won 6.
Wow. It's a big gap.
Texas has won 6. Arizona State has won 5. Arizona 4. Cal State Fullerton 4. I got to add to Cal State Fullerton to mine. Miami 4. Minnesota 3. But Minnesota hadn't won one since 77. Oregon State 3. And those were recently. They're a lot like Vanderbilt and North Carolina and Florida. They won theirs in 06, 07, 2018. By the way, Minnesota hadn't won one since 1964. Last time they went to World Series was 77. Minnesota won it 56, 60, 64. So I'm not even counting Minnesota.
Right.
But like Oregon State, 06, 07, and 2018. Before 2005, Oregon State went to the College World Series once. But they've won 3 since 2006.
That's crazy.
Michigan, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Stanford. Stanford goes to College World Series a lot. As far as teams, as far as College World Series appearances go, Texas with 36, Miami with 25, Florida State with 23, Arizona State with 22, Southern Cal with 21, Oklahoma State with 20, LSU with 18, Cal State Fullerton with 18. So these are the powerhouses. LSU and Miami are two of the top 5 to 6 to 7, 8 baseball powerhouses, right? The Gamecocks head to LSU tonight. LSU is 20-12 overall. LSU's 3-9 in the SEC. Clemson heads to Miami this weekend. That's Saturday, Sunday. I mean, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, not a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. On the season after last night, let me update you because they won last night. Miami is now 18-11 and 10-10 in the league. And both of these programs have had some issues in recent years. Now, again, LSU's won the national championship. LSU won it 91, 93, 96, 97, 2000, 2009. At the same time, what I want to tell you is, so you would think that's like Alabama kind of football numbers there. I could tell you that they missed the NCAA tournament altogether in 2011. In 2006 and 2007, they've missed the World Series since 2006. LSU has, show this here. LSU has one national championship and 3 missed NCAA tournaments.
Wow.
So
that's shocking.
Right. The point is this. And I'm not trying to make excuses. It sounds like an excuse for Clemson baseball. One of the things that happens here is we get so caught up in our stuff, our family, our stuff. And it doesn't do me any good to say, hey, Mayor, man, we're in financial bad shape right now, but guess what? So are our neighbors. I don't care about the neighbor's financial shape. I care about ours. I'm not trying to tell you that, but I am trying to tell you to keep it in context. Miami baseball It won national championship in 82, 85, 99, 2001. All right? Miami baseball missed the NCAA tournament in 2018, 2017. In two of the last 3 years, Miami's missed the NCAA baseball tournament. Two of the last 4 years, they didn't have it last year. Two of the last 3 years that we played it, they missed the NCAA baseball tournament. So there's this panic. Oh, Clemson might not make the tournament this year, might not make the tournament. Well, you know what? My point is that that's kind of happening. And there's a reason for that. Now, here at Clemson, I have gone on to I'm blue in the face about what Vanderbilt has and scholarship numbers that Clemson doesn't have. And I don't want to talk about that today. That's not the point of it. The point of it is even before that's an issue, because your best high school players go pro and because your juniors leave early and because you're an injury or two away, you know, with David Sharp not pitching this year, Clemson is a great example of it. Your ace, your Friday night ace, only pitched a couple of weeks so far, and he might not pitch the rest of the season, maybe. He might not. We'll ask Bradley about where he is with that. And again, I'm not making an excuse for Clemson baseball, but let's not forget, as good as South Carolina baseball is, let me tell you what they have been post Ray Tanner. They haven't been very good. Now, they're good this year again, but this is a South Carolina baseball team that didn't make an NCAA tournament in 2015, 2017, and 2019. Three of the last 5 years, they didn't even go to the NCAA baseball tournament. So is South Carolina a bad program now? No. Is Miami a bad program now? No. Texas, let me give you Texas. Texas is a great example of it. That you think, man, this is the best program in the country, one of the best programs in the country. Texas missed the very last NCAA baseball tournament that we had. Texas missed a tournament. Also missed it in 16. Two of the last 4 years we've had NCAA baseball tournaments, Texas has missed a tournament. Texas missed it 2012, 2013, 2016, 2019. Missed the tournament. I just told you the team that has won the most baseball championships, Southern Cal. Let me give you what they've done. Did you get that? What did I say? Texas, in five of the last 9 years, they missed the tournament. Southern Cal's won more national championships than everybody, right? 12?
Yes.
Since 2005, Southern Cal's made the NCAA baseball tournament once. Made the tournament.
Holy smokes. Winningest program of all time, made it once.
Right. Now, Rod Dedeaux's not there anymore.
Sure.
But the point is, like, it's tough, man. You have all the history, all the tradition, all you want to, all the facility, all the sports, all you want to. But it's not easy when your best recruits. What if Clemson signs DJ Uiagalelei and Trevor Lawrence in two out of three classes or whatever, two out of three classes, and you're thinking, man, you're set at quarterback forever, but, oh, no, they never even make it to campus. And what if every one of your juniors – Clemson, when Wilkins goes pro, I mean, Wilkins stays for senior year, and C.J. Spiller stays for senior year, Travis Etienne stays for senior year. Well, that doesn't happen in baseball. Those guys go after their junior years.
If you stay for your senior year, you basically punted on a major league career.
Right. Well, sometimes, yeah.
A lot of the time, yeah.
You punted on the leverage of a contract.
That's the right way to put it, yeah.
Now, with that said, John, again, I'm not saying that Clemson baseball is great or shouldn't be better than they are this year, or South Carolina baseball the last couple of years shouldn't be. But the point is, in putting it in context, that this is not a Clemson baseball issue. This is a college baseball issue. That in college baseball, it is extremely difficult to do, to have that kind of stability, that kind of year in and year out. It just doesn't happen. There's too much turnover, and it just doesn't happen. The team that we think about here at North Carolina, right? North Carolina won the national championship. Or they won the national championship. College runner-ups in 06 and 07. North Carolina's a national baseball power in the last 15 years. Oh, yeah? Because they missed the tournament in 2015, 2016. They missed two of the last five tournaments that we had. Just missed the tournament. It happens. It happens too frequently, but it happens to the very best in the business. Cal State Fullerton is maybe Wichita State was this way growing when I was growing up too. Wichita State was a great baseball program under Gene Stevens. But Cal State Fullerton, all right? the baseball powers that don't have, I mean, at least North Carolina's good in basketball. At least Florida's good in football, you know, some years. Oklahoma State football, Texas in sports. I mean, Miami, Southern Cal. These are other sports. Cal State Fullerton is baseball, baseball only. Baseball's number one at Cal State Fullerton. The very last NCAA baseball tournament that we had, Cal State Fullerton missed it. They hadn't been since 2018. You see my point?
Oh, yeah.
This is not telling you that, you know, well, oh, he's making an excuse for everybody. I don't care about anybody else. But you need to understand the environment that you're in, and you need to understand the situation and just how, man, it's hard. It is really, really, really hard to do. Cal State Fullerton's won four national championships. They didn't make the last tournament that we had in 2019. So with that said, I'll give you more examples of that and talk about what college baseball needs to do and the difficulties of those things coming up. When we come back, Bradley LeCroy is going to join us talking Clemson and Miami, previewing what I think is a monster series down in Coral Gables. Carolina Flooring Specialist wants to talk to you about your garage floor, about your business, and about your kitchens and bathrooms and break rooms and mechanical rooms and basements and workout rooms. And they do all of these things. They are awesome at that. They've done over 14 million? I can look it up again on their website. To let you know how many square foot they've done, how many different projects that they've done. Yeah, over 14,000 projects and over 4 million square feet of flooring. That's what they've done since 1999. On their website, you get a good idea. They did a good job of the pictures of what these garage floors look like. So I'll just ask you, go to their website to find out more what they do at Carolina Flooring Specialist, carolinaflooringspecialist.com, commercial or residential. The fantastic warranty on it. It's so easy to clean. They'll show you their 9 designer colors. Those colors, almost every one of those will go with almost any home or any business that they have out there. They can put down logos, put down monograms, any of that stuff for you as well. Put a big old tiger paw down there on an orange floor. Look at the orange floor on their website. See that? It's CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. Call Tim Worley today with no obligation phone call. 404-8158, 404-8158. Come to baseball talk after this.
Hey guys, are you tired of being overweight, tired, and gun-shy when the lights go out? If the answer is yes, you need to come see us today at Low Country Male. Testosterone replacement plans start at $200 a month and include labs, testosterone, medication, and doctor visits. Ask us about our new combination peptide weight loss protocol that burns fat and eliminates cravings. We can get the fat off, get your energy up, and make you perform when it counts. LowCountryMale.com. Offices in Greenville, Charleston, Mount Pleasant, and Charlotte. 850-801-MALE.
David Green and the professionals at the Green Law Firm understand your rights when it comes to any issue with the IRS. The IRS has instituted the Fresh Start program, and David Green knows how to use the Fresh Start program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. For a free strategy session, call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal.
Get two pork chop grillers for just $5. Only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One. Trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
At Ingles, we've been your neighbor since 1963, and we've been through a lot together. We're here. We've been here. And we're not going anywhere. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
This week at Ingles, select sizes and varieties Tide Liquid or Pod Laundry Detergent, $11.68 each. Select sizes and varieties Folgers Large Can or K-Cup Coffee, $5.98 each. And select sizes and varieties Pringles, 3 for $4. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Why so serious? So raise your glass if you are wrong. Get over right
away. Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
AP
April savings bring May smiles at George Coleman Ford, where you can be in a 2021 F-150 Supercrew, MSRP at $43,655. George Coleman Ford priced at only $37,599 plus tax and tag. George Coleman Ford with no hidden fees ever and consistently the best reviews in the upstate. See for yourself why in a 2021 George Coleman F-150. Offer good through July 6th. Includes $3,000 in factory rebates, must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
We've got sports covered in Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar, I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone.
Hey, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Duck Donuts, Duck Donuts, Plasm off Plasm Pelham. Pelham Road in Greenville. Plasm Pelham. And let them take care of you and your breakfast, and really just you're gonna love what the everything they have there at Duck Donuts. Duck Donuts GVL, if I can say other stuff right, with those awesome spring flavors. Appreciate everything they've done for us, and I look forward to hearing much more about their maybe future plans. Tease. You're hearing some future plans over there, John? A little tease on that? So think about our friends over at Duck Donuts and get that day started off right. Stop by on the way in this morning. Duck Donuts off of Pelham Road over in Greenville. To Coach Bradley Lecroy, who, Coach, I got to ask, first, good morning. Hope you're doing well this morning. Secondly, where are you? Are y'all in town? Have y'all left yet? Where are you this morning?
Yeah, we're still in town. We're getting on the bus at 9:30 to head to the airport to fly to Miami. So we're still in town for the time being.
Hey, I know you guys have a noon game, so it should be an issue. Remind fans about curfews and about Sunday games and getting back and get back to class and making flights. How does that work for the conference?
Yeah, well, normally most years, you know, we charter flights. So some programs do in the conference. They charter flights, so there's no curfew. But, you know, with the budget cuts and COVID and, you know, a lot of teams are taking commercial flights now. So you got to find the latest flight out to be able to get out of Miami to get back to Clemson. So there's got to be a drop dead time. We almost ran into it this year with Notre Dame on that Sunday game. Unfortunately, a game we lost 3-2. That ninth inning there was going to be the last inning. And if we would have tied the game, you know, it would have went down in the books as a tie. So there's some smaller, you know, college towns in our league, and it's tough to fly in and out late if you do not charter. And obviously it's understandable, you know, with all the financial hits that every athletic department has taken, that a lot of the charter flights have been cut out. So more teams are flying commercial this year. So there's a little bit more curfews in the league.
My cousin, who's an assistant women's golf coach out at Kansas, they were here and they were trying to make flights and get back to Atlanta and rain delays and weather delays. And man, I know you having Brad and having the staff and you guys, the experience you have, but still, hurrying to the airport to catch commercial flights, that can't be a lot of fun for what you guys do. Let me go back to the great win you guys had Friday night against Virginia, 6-1. You hit them 10-5, and some terrific news for Clemson baseball. Much needed news with a Friday night and Mac Anglin. Talk about Mac and what he did and really what he gives you now moving forward.
Yeah, well, it was great to have Mac back. I mean, obviously, he missed a couple weekends. He's been pitching extremely well this year in his second start, and I mean, he's got Friday night stuff. He's got first round stuff. We knew that recruiting him. Obviously, last year as a freshman, he was up and down with the command. But it's, I mean, he can go out there and match up with anybody in the country. You know, he was 94-97 Friday night with a plus breaking ball. You know, when it comes to the TrackMan metrics, his breaking ball is, you know, 3,000, 3,100 spin rate, which is elite. I think there's only two people in the entire big leagues in MLB that has a higher spin rate breaking ball than Mac does. So that can kind of tell you, you know, what his stuff is like. And when he throws strikes, he's dominant. And he was on Friday. He was obviously had a one hitter when he came out. We had the lightning delay, you know, but he was only going to go six innings, seven innings anyways, because he was on a pitch count coming back from injury. But it was great to see. You know, we need to count on Mac to go out there every Friday night and do that, because he's going to match up against some really, really good guys. And, you know, it was a complete game. We played extremely well, you know, on the pitching side, defensive side, and we had some key hits. So it was a really good win for us.
Seemed like the games were different, but they also similar in some ways. Late inning productivity by Virginia kind of propelled them to the wins on Saturday and Sunday. I know as you got in the bullpens and without some injuries and starters on this kind of stuff, and then you know, maybe not making a play you should make or not getting your timely hit. Well, it's such a fine line, isn't it? But your thoughts on the last two games of Virginia dropping those two at home?
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, I thought Saturday we played a pretty good game, you know, and they beat us. And that's going to happen, you know, in this league, because every team's pretty good and they're older. And, you know, then on Sunday, you know, we didn't capitalize on a couple opportunities that we had early in the game to tack on some runs and tack on to the lead, and made a couple mistakes at the end. And you got to give Virginia credit. I mean, they really, really, really came through with two outs on the offensive side and had two out RBIs. And that's a huge momentum shifter. And you got to give those guys credit. You know, we made some pretty good pitches, but they made better swings. And we didn't make a play here and there on defense. But, you know, obviously we're disappointed, especially on Sunday, because we felt like Saturday we played well and we got beat. I mean, and it happens. But Sunday, you know, we were a little disappointed, because we felt like we had the opportunities in the game to capitalize to take back series, and unfortunately we didn't.
All right, injury wise, pitching staff wise, rotation wise, what are we looking at this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the first time in a long time that we'll go with the same rotation. You know, that we did the previous weekend. We'll go Englund on Friday and Keyshawn to go on Saturday, ask you, and then Nick Hoffman to go on Sunday. But, you know, we're fairly healthy. Obviously, we're still waiting to see what's going to go on with Sharp. I mean, that's a key cog we're missing. That's a guy who started on Friday night for, you know, for 2 to 3 years, and he's an older veteran guy that can win a lot of ball games for you. They're still trying to figure out what's the best avenue for him to get back, you know, if he does come back at all. So we're still messing with that. But, you know, obviously from an injury standpoint, we feel good about it. Matt Clark should be able to have a little bit higher pitch limit, pitch count this weekend. So that'll be good. Obviously Sam Hall is back in the mix, got his first start Tuesday night, played really well, had two hits, played really good defense. You know, he brings a little something to the team that, you know, that we don't have a lot of, and that's, you know, speed, and a guy that stole 30 bases 2 years ago. He can be dynamic when he is on. So it's good to have Sammy back.
No doubt about that. Miami comes in 10-10, 18-11 overall. What kind of club will we face this weekend?
It's a very talented club. I mean, it's a lot of the other ACC teams. You know, they've had stretches where they've played really well. They've had stretches where they've struggled a little bit. And I think that's you know, kind of going on in the entire league, because every team is really, really good. But this is a, you know, preseason top 10 club. Opening weekend, they'll be Florida 2 out of 3, number one Florida 2 out of 3 at Florida. You know, they've had some big weekends. But then also, you know, they've struggled a little bit. They got swept last weekend. But they've got some talented arms. They're going to throw some really, really good velocity at us. The guy tomorrow night's got a really good arm. He's going to match Mac as far as stuff wise. You know, he's going to be mid-90s with a really good fastball. Good position players. They got a couple a couple younger guys that are really, really good prospects. And it's a tough place to play. I mean, it's a lot different than anywhere we go in the league as far as, you know, the field and the atmosphere. Obviously, be interested to see what it is like during COVID, but it's a tough place to play.
What are your thoughts, Coach? We talked about the difficulty of Clemson baseball compared to the funny money that Vanderbilt and some of these teams have. I'm going to go over more of that even in the third hour. But I just gave we did a whole segment on, the Stanfords and Southern Cals and Miamis and Texas, Oklahoma States and LSUs and the struggles of just how hard it is year in and year out to maintain it. I'm looking at your ACC this year. Two-part question. The first part of it is, explain to fans out there how difficult it is to be good every single year and why that is the case in college baseball. And I'll ask a follow-up question after that.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, we're an equivalency sport, and we have 11.7 scholarships, to 27 scholarship guys and 35 on the roster, in a normal year. Obviously, this year is a little bit different with COVID. They've expanded the rosters because a lot of guys got a year back last year from the shortened season, and also the draft was shortened to 5 rounds, where it's normally, 40 rounds, and a lot of guys, go off and play professional baseball. There's a lot of differences in college baseball when it comes to different teams, different universities, because a lot of schools aren't just working with 11.7. The 11.7, you have to break up between those guys out of state, in state, and a lot of schools have that 11.7, but they also have these $3 and $4 and $5 billion endowments that is a need based aid type of scholarship. Not just only for the athletes, but for all students that go to school there. But when you come to an equivalency sport, and it's not just baseball. It's, it's the soccers, it's the tracks, the tennises, the golfs. The equivalency sports at those schools really, really benefit from having that. And, I don't blame them for using it. Absolutely. I mean, you'd be crazy not to use it. But it allows you to have a bigger spending pool. It's kind of like, in the big league, the Yankees are going to spend a lot more money than the A's. The Red Sox are going to spend a lot more money than the A's. And it's one of those things that, there's a big difference in a lot of schools when it comes to that. Some schools have gotten creative to kind of match, and compete against the big endowments. It'd be interesting to see, where college baseball goes over the next 5-10 years. Do we try to get to a head count sport where, we're like a football and a basketball, where, you can offer full rides and for 24, 27 guys and that's it. Not sure if that ever happened, because of Title IX. But college baseball is growing. Some schools are making money. The TV contracts are big. So, you could see it happening, and hopefully it does, because then it will come down to a lot of times where the kid really wants to go to school rather than a financial decision.
All right, final question. I only have about a minute and a half here. Florida State 16-13 and 11-10. You guys look a lot like at 15-14 and 9-9, and Georgia Tech's 15-13, and North Carolina's 11-10 in the league, and Miami's 10-10 in the league, and Virginia's 16-15, 8-13 in the league. There's a lot of these traditional baseball powers in the league that are very, very close to each other. Is Louisville or Virginia Tech or Pittsburgh, have you seen anything, heard anything? Is there a favorite coming out of this thing right now, or do we just think a bunch of really, really good teams that are really so closely bunched together?
Well, I think we got a bunch of really good teams that are just beating up on each other, to be honest with you. I think if you had to, pin down a favorite, it would probably be Louisville, just because of, they've got a really good weekend staff, and they've got two or three prospects, older guys in that lineup that, that are really good players. But I think if you asked me to pick a guy, a team that is a favorite, I would say Louisville. But I think it's just going to be like this the rest of the season. I think it's going to be a bunch of teams when we end up going to the ACC term. It's going to be a bunch of teams that are around 500 in the league, couple games over, couple games under. And we knew that going into the year that it was just going to be a war.
Yeah. Well, it's a great conference anyway, but this year, man, the parity seems to be more than we've seen in a long, long time. Hey, Coach, interesting weather down there. Enjoy the 90 degrees and 91 degrees. No rain is going to be great, but you'll see some hot weather down that way. Let's win this series and get back home, and then next week talk about coming back and getting back on the winning side of things again. Coach, success, safe trip, and let's talk to you next week.
Okay. Thank you, Mickey. Appreciate you.
Sure, man. That's Bradley Leacroy, Clemson baseball program. Look at that weather. 86, 90, and 91 with no rain. South Florida. A break will come.